Welcome to the Real People Podcast, where we use our minds to analyze matters through conversations.
From the positive male perspective, this is Twill.
This is Doug. How y'all doing?
This is our second podcast, episode of Real People Podcast.
Yes, and,
today is going to be something very important, something that we can always relate to. We want to make sure that all our topics are relatable,
right?
Something that hits home to all of us as human beings, regardless of our personal experience. And today's podcast is specifically about outgrowing people in relationships.
Right. Old friends that they typically, we've all had friends that we've known for a long time, I think. The toughest part with that is that just because you've been friends with somebody for 20, you know, plus years or 30 plus years or 10 years or whatever the number may be, it doesn't mean you guys are growing in the same path. And I think that's what this conversation is all about. It's just, there comes a point in time to where we got great memories. Just doesn't mean we're in the same space.
Yeah, sometimes every relationship in this nature has a season.
Absolutely.
For some, that season could be eternal. Yeah. It's meant to be a lifetime for some.
Absolutely.
It could be through periods of your life. You might have had a bond through a person because you worked the same job as them, or you played on the same sport as them, or you were involved in the same activity, or you were involved with, you know, an individual during that time of your life. But, you know, paradigm shift, things change, perspectives change, positions in life change.
Yeah.
And most importantly, your mindset changes.
It does.
And those are the things that really separate us when we grow and we grow away from people. And sometimes the biggest challenge in growing away from people is really when we want more for ourselves and we have a desire to be more successful, and you run into people who make excuses for their life or for the things that they have, and sometimes shame you for being successful and want more, it really starts to divide a wedge in between, you know, the purity of that relationship. And I know I've lost some friends that way.
That's a big word, though, like purity. That's a big word, because friendship in its nature should be pure anyway. So if we are friends by definition, I personally feel like, and I'm not telling you I'm the authority on friendship or anything along those lines, but I'm a firm believer in, if you are truly my friend, and you and I have had this conversation previous to this, but you know, in a positive light. So let me clarify that as well. But at the same time, we've had this conversation to where if you see me doing wrong, and you by definition say you are my friend, right? And you let me do wrong and don't say nothing, I don't know if that's truly a friend, right? Because you're letting me kind of, in a certain extent, self-destruct. You can't at least let me sit back and self-destruct. And I might be putting that in the wrong context, but sometimes you need somebody to tell you, hey man, look, this is how you're looking, or this is what you're doing. You need somebody to pull you back or pull the reins in, because you can easily get caught up into doing something crazy. Over time, you especially for me, because I'm getting a little older now, you start to see people around you that, to a certain extent, like to see you engage in the buffoonery. They want you to get out here and act a certain way, or do certain things, or act, you know, kind of be the person you were instead of letting you be the person that you are. And that makes it tough at times. Do you know what I mean? Because that's when you know it's time, like, I got to fall back from this individual.
I know, like in my case, because I do things in media, you know, become a public figure, and even just in the slightest way, how, you know, people that consider themselves as friends but really more on the shady side, or somebody might be speaking, they be like, I mean, who mad? Then they be like, not to the, oh man, who mad? Who do you? You know, they try to, they try to reduce you back to this space and to this place where they once knew you, almost to diminish you and be like, well, you're not really who you are now. You know,
Absolutely. You're
really just this.
Keeping you where you were.
Yeah, and it really make you question, are these people really your friends? Are these people invested in what's best for you? You know, are these people cheering for you?
Yeah.
And a lot of these people are the ones that's asking you for help, asking you for the hookups on things. And this is how they secretly feel about you.
Well, it's all good till you say no though. Like when they're coming to you and they're saying, I need you to do this, I need you to do that, and you're saying yes, right? That's a different dynamic. And from that standpoint, because when you're saying yes, then it's all good. But when you say no, that's when the nonsense comes out. It's all good until you say no.
Well, I think it's posed a good question, and I'll ask you this. So what are some good signs of a healthy friendship, knowing that that what since of course we're talking about outgrowing people, but not to get too far into the process, what are some of the things that we need to identify are good traits in a positive friendship and those negative things we need to look for so that we can start making them decisions?
That's a good question. It's a tough question. Only because of the fact that friendship is different for everybody. And I'm a firm believer in friendship. You have to be able to accept people for who and what they are. And you have to accept them for where they're at times. It doesn't mean you don't have an opinion and you can't express that opinion. But not everybody around you is going to be you.
Well, I understand. Let me ask you this differently.
Okay. All right.
Because there are individual cases. And within those individual cases, we have to evaluate which relationships are worth saving or not. So that goes into what you're saying. But But the thing about principles are free from feeling. Principles are the natural laws that go into life. You know, in other words, like gravity. If I take my cell phone and I lift it up and it falls, you know, that's a natural law. So there's certain principles when it comes to life that regardless of the relationship, those principles have to be present. So that's what I'm at. So let me rephrase it. What principles do you think make a good friendship, and what are the things that keep those from being a good friendship?
That's a deeper question. What principles? Loyalty.
What does that mean to you? And I don't mean to prick at you, but
loyalty to me is you're just there.
Let me tell you.
That's just it. Like there's so many things that can go into the word there, but you're just there. Like when I need you to talk to, I'm going through a moment. I lost a family member. Whatever that situation, if I'm wrong, and I'm in the streets or something, you know, I know that's a tough call to make. But because I grew up in a certain manner, it that's what I look for.
I would define loyalty as almost unconditional support.
That's a better way to put it.
The reason I got to say almost is because I have to set boundaries to make sure that I'm not disrespected.
Fair.
But I'll say almost unconditional support, which means that, let's put it in these terms. So let's just say, and I don't want to use this example to insinuate anything, but let's take a woman who's dating a man with a lot of money and, you know, she's perceived to be going above and beyond. She's washing clothes. She's doing this and that. And she's doing certain things. She's calling herself loyal.
Right.
Well, is she really being loyal, or is she doing what she feels is required to fulfill that job in order to get what she needs? See, that's not truly loyalty. That's not almost unconditional support. What I'm trying to do is, at least within this, the framework of what we're talking about, or having friends that only call when they need something, is to really try to decipher what the difference between loyalty is and a person putting in the effort to get what they want from you. Because people can work hard enough to do what they need just to get what they need from you. So, like, really, that's why I want to, when you said loyalty, I kind of want to stop right there real quick.
You know, I get that, because loyalty is defined differently by the individual that you're placing it on.
Yeah.
So everybody's... And it's weird for me to say that. And it's weird for me to say that only because I'm heavy in saying by definition. And the reason I say that so much is because you go into every situation by definition of this is what a friend should be. This is what a loyal person should be. This is what a confidant should be. There's a lot of different things that you put into that. In some cases, right? As men, if if I consider you to be somebody that I can confide in, right? I know that I can come to you with my goods, my bads, my rights, and my wrongs, and I can tell you everything that's on my mind, right? Which to me, that's another aspect of loyalty. Because if I didn't feel comfortable around you, I wouldn't come to you and talk to you about those things. If you my ride, you know, there's a difference sometimes between the person that are ride with you at times, because not everybody is cut from the same cloth. Some people are just not that type of individual. It doesn't mean they're not loyal. They're just not that type of individual.
I got you.
Do you see what I mean? Like, if it's a fight that breaks out, I may not be the guy that's going. I'm not saying me personally. Let me clarify. But there's a person that you hang with that is just not that guy.
So let me. You so know? Basically,
doesn't mean he's not loyal though.
So let me. So basically, just to reduce it,
yeah.
Is that there's a level of perception to. You have to personally identify what your level of almost unwavering support is per individual.
It's going to always be a thing, but you got to always understand that you have that comes back to knowing who that person is, though. If you know who an individual is, when you grow up, you have a plethora of friends. You have a variety of partners that you grow up with. Every single individual that you grow up with does not move the same. So some of those guys, they're a little tougher than the next. Some of those guys are... you can tell them anything and they'll die with that secret. Some of those dudes are the most uplifting and that whatever, you know, some are always, you know, down and depressed. And every time you say something to them positive, they come back to you with something negative. But over time, you know how that individual moves and you don't try to place expectations on that person, but you don't place limitations on that person because you're hoping they're going to live through that and grow through those things. So we've all been through moments in our life where we were a little depressed. We've gone through moments or whatever. So some people around you, which is kind of back to where we kind of started, which is the truth of it all, is some people around you want to keep you in a certain space, or like you were saying, that when you start to, you know, prosper in life and go through certain things, those are the individuals that find, well, I remember when you was in third grade and you got beat up by Lil Monty on First Street. Like, what does that have to do with me as a 40-year-old man, though? Like, you trying to say that's what? And I'm just saying, but you have people that no matter what you do positive, they always want to take you back to that one negative experience that you had in your life that everybody goes through.
Well, right? I'll just say this then, and then we'll move forward. But that person isn't a friend.
It's not a friend. Mm, yeah.
So everything that you just saying about that individual, we can't weave them into the friend class. Those are people that we have with sustained relationships,
right?
That have made a cut that they shouldn't have made.
That you had to outgrow.
Yeah.
Which is what we're talking about right now. Yeah, we're on that subject matter of I had to realize that you, whoever that individual is, and everybody's dealt with that, we had to realize who that individual was and kind of stop and say, okay, it's been real. It's been a good ride. It's I appreciate the memories that we've had, but it's time to move on.
To segue from loyalty and talk about other principles and characteristics,
right?
To look at, right? And look, let's not care. When I'm talking about casting expectations on, and we can individually dive in everything, but what I'm trying to do is establish broader principles that we can use across our relationships.
Okay.
All right. So that's my goal.
No, I'm with you. So, absolutely.
So what I saying that to say what I'm about to say next. You know, this next principle is pay attention to people's tone. Like, are people celebrating your wins? When something good happens for you, how do they respond? Like, is their immediate response, are they happy for you? Or is their immediate response, I wish that would have happened for me? For example.
That's a big statement.
For example.
That's a big statement.
You buy a new house. Somebody comes to your home.
Yeah.
And they walk in. You got some friends that'll be elated. They ear to ear.
they walking through the house. Mm-hmm. Like, oh man, what would you, and I can see how you gonna put the, how you gonna fix the patio right there.
Right.
Oh man, I've been knowing you've been wanting a man cave forever.
Right, right.
No, I mean, so you got some people that's really
right,
happy though. For you, right?
You right.
And then
they,
you got
they,
some
they
people
know you.
And you got some people that's going through the walkthrough, right? And their whole energy is, oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's all right. And then you're having one people have even voice, you be like, yeah, that's, when I get my house, boy, ooh, you better get ready.
Right.
Now, look, it's people in my life that's close to me right now that are haters and don't even know it, because anytime that I do something or accomplish something, anything that's perceived to be dope, the first thing that they do is say that they could do it dope or whatever. They never take the time to celebrate your win.
Yeah.
Is that person your friend?
I look at that in two different ways, if you want just my opinion on it. Some people are just haters. It's just who they are. Can't help themselves. And it would take everything in my existence and my being to give you any credit on anything you do in life. Like, it's those people. And then there are some people that over time I had to learn that are competitive in nature. And when they want, I know it's hard. It's hard for me to describe it. I've just seen so much at this point that I've seen people who they'll come in and they'll look at your home and they'll go, bruh, like, this is all right. And then they'll go, boy, when I get one of these though, boy, this is what I'm gonna do. And it's not even that they're hating. It's more of,
well, no, let me walk this back now. If somebody says that in the way in which you've inspired them to want was better, than yes.
Yeah.
But I'm speaking of the perspective of the person that's not even happy for
it. But it can come, but that's the thing.
I'm talking about the energy that I'm talking about.
It can come out though a certain way that if you're not careful with it, because when people react at that moment, sometimes they say things that comes out totally, and I mean they'll come in and go, oh, this is nice and whatever, but bruh, and then and that but changes the lane a little bit though.
I'm gonna tell you something. Out of all the things that we go through with people, it's some small moments where you're gonna see what's real, fam.
It don't take
much.
And you
know what?
And I agree with that.
And I know it's harsh, but I don't give people the pass in that moment, because that's the most genuine moment. That's not a moment you have to be logical about or really think about.
True.
Whatever naturally comes out of you is how you naturally feel.
True.
And you know, and whatever energy that comes out is how that person really feels about you in that situation.
And that's where for me, that sometimes for me, bro, I look at some situations and I go, I just expect people to be people. And what I mean by that is just that. Like, I expect that people are gonna react a certain way to certain things, especially when they've already had expectations about where you should be and what you should have. Now, that's not to say that when the hate is real, you can sense it. Like, you can tell it when it's real. When they come out and say certain things, you can tell when people are in a certain space. You can tell when they're saying it in a certain way.
And see,
you know,
that's the output.
But I guess now I'm older, not to cut you off, I apologize.
Sorry.
No. I guess now that I'm older, though, and this is what I guess I was going with. Now that I'm older, because I see where you're coming from, and that's my point. I see where you're at, and I know it kind of sounds like I'm flip flopping, but I'm not. There was a time in my life to where I saw it just like that, and then I got a little older, and some of the people that I kind of wrote off are discounted for a comment they made or something that they said. I had to kind of step back and look at it in context.
I got you,
and that's why I'm saying that, just so you understand. Like, I want to make
that
sure
makes
that
sense.
If you see it in context, you go, well, first reaction, it kind of came off foul. Like, bro, like, I thought we was bad in that, and then you look at it and you kind of go, but I get it, because I know that. I know where you come from, where I come from, and when you see, and it's not just me. I mean, you know, everybody around. Like, look, I done seen you grow, and I'm sure the haters is in the, like, oh man, I remember when he was just, and it's always something you did 25 years ago. You know, I mean, you got beat up in the first grade, dog, by little Leroy.
But you know, what happens though, Doug? What happens is
haters.
That
haters.
Instead of navigating through those things, as you get more mature and you go up, you start dealing with it less. In other words, those people that you feel like you have to make compromises for because that's who they mm-hmm. are. Well, I have made a conscious decision to only deal with people that feel the same way about me I feel about them.
So I hate to cut
and you know what?
Off.
So that and that's the outgrowing part. And you know what?
The reason I want to reiterate is because you're doing
a good job of explaining things, and some people could perceive certain things as like making excuses to like keep people, and that's true. That's not what you're saying. That's why I'm bringing it back.
No, but that's truth.
Because
that's truth.
A lot of what you're explaining is okay. These are the reasons why that we facilitated these relationships for so long.
And I've been knowing, if you know somebody over time, you've gone through things with that individual. You know that some things are just part of their makeup. The older you get with people, you just start to understand that those individuals are just who they are. They're flawed. But I also understand that I'm flawed, and I know that some things that same person could look at me and say, you know, I don't like the way you do this. And in my mind, I could be thinking that it's not really a negative thing. And then when I sit down and talk to that individual, which is something that most of us as black men, being honest, do not do. If we sit down and talk about a situation, like if I come to you and I got a problem with you, and I come to you and I say, bro, I have a problem. And we talk about that problem. And it's everything about it is argumentative. It's never a conversation. It's always debative, you know. And you and I, you know, we've been friends forever. You know what I mean? We are brothers by definition. So there are times we've been great, right? And there are times it's like, well, I disagree with what you're doing on both sides. It's not me, it's not you, it's on both sides. But the one thing that for me demonstrated the power of our friendship was when we sit back and said, let's talk about it though. This ain't worth us falling out. Now, if I had been like, you come to me and I said something, and you'd be like, well, go to hell and I wanna do this and you don't ever talk to me again and we ain't friends, we go 20 years and don't speak. But maybe the foundation wasn't that strong.
Well here's two other principles I want to speak on. Because remember, I'm talking about principles.
It's so difficult to do that when it comes to friends. You giving
it
up, though.
It does. It does, but look.
It's hard when you're giving up a friend.
But
right?
Within the smaller details, there's always a larger defined principle.
Truth.
And we can always PowerPoint a bullet point or branch off of principles within individual situations. But at the end of the day, everything is going to be rooted within the principle.
Yeah.
So walking that back and saying what you're saying.
I know where you're going.
So we've already covered loyalty.
Yeah.
That's a big part.
Yeah.
All right. I talked about, you know, people's intentions. Are they happy for you? Yeah. I mean, and that's a big part.
Trusting that person, do they
celebrate your wins?
Yeah.
You know, other thing that you need to evaluate in your relationships, do people give you the authority to correct them? And like you spoke on, can you agree to disagree? Those are two foundational principles.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, within every friendship, a person is giving you the authority to check them and vice versa in a way, a certain level of accountability.
If especially if y'all consider yourselves to be actual friends.
We're talking about friendship.
Yeah, you should be able to come to me and talk to me about anything if we're friends, even if I may disagree with the topic.
So if there's a person in your relationship you're facilitating and they always feel like they have to be right or it's always a struggle.
Yeah.
Then that's not a candidate for a good friend,
right?
You know, so that's why I'm just saying I'm just identifying these principles.
No, I'm listening to you
because there's some people that we love and we try to hang on to that really just don't fit within these principles, and we have to let them go for our well being.
Yeah, we do, and that's the toughest part about it. It's tough, man. I'm in my 40s, right? So, you know, and almost 50. Being honest, and I love where I'm at in life. There are a lot of people that I've known for a long time, and we've been friends for a season. And it's tough when you have to face a reality of, I thought we were better than that. That's tough. It hurts. It really does. But it is a reality that you will face over and over and over again. And it's not always about you leaving somebody alone. It's about some people leaving you alone because you may not fit into their circumference of what they consider to be that type of friend, whatever definition you give to that. It always comes back to those decisions. So when you, as your friends grow older, they get wives, they get lives. Some of the girls that you were super cool with, they get husbands, they get lives. It changes the dynamic of all the friendships. And that, coming back to what we were originally saying, it's always something. You'll know who's meant to last for a lifetime. And you'll realize over time that I know a lot of people. I tell my sons all the time, I know a lot of people. I really do. But I only got a few friends. And that's crazy, but it's a true thing. I know a lot of people. I got a few friends. I got a handful. I got enough you can throw in my hand like Skittles. Like Skittles. You can pour some Skittles in your hand, bro. And you ever notice we try to overpour? It's a whole bunch of them that fall off on the side. But they still Skittles. You still good. It just wasn't meant for me. That wanted to get the ground, it wasn't meant for me. That's how I look at friendship. It's like some of those just are not meant for me. And they just gonna fall off and roll off.
Well, one thing that I did recently, and it's a practice I suggest anybody can try, especially when it comes to relationship evaluation.
Right.
It's to just, now look, you talked about earlier, we got history, you went through people, but this right here is a very clear and objective way to put everybody on the scale.
Okay,
regardless of the history, but because, you know, we can't let feelings and emotions and things like that dictate these type of decisions.
Right.
So the core question to ask yourself in every situation is, what is this specific relationship built on and based on? And if it's built or based on any type of give to get or anything that you're producing or doing for that person, mm-hmm. if you were to remove that behavior,
yeah.
would that relationship be the same? And you know what? You can cut through all the red tape of just trying to sift through the little moments. And we had this. If you can honestly answer them questions, then you know where you stand.
But how do you know that, though, in the beginning of a friendship? Like, when you becoming friends,
well, see, but
when does that rear its head to say, is it a year? Is it 2 years? Like, when does it pop up where a person says, because here's the thing. Like, when you first start off meeting somebody, right, you can look at that person and say, That's just my partner. That's just my dude. You do our thing. Now, somewhere along the way, and we've witnessed this firsthand with a lot of people, not just you and I, I'm saying with a lot of people, somebody blows up. Somebody gets an opportunity. They're a ball player. They're a doctor. They're in our situation with all of us, a rap artist. Not one, but it's a bunch of us in our group that have, you know, get deals and the whole thing. My point with that is this. People will change their perspective once those things occur. So you may be 5, 6, 7 years in before you get something that's going to bring the ugly out of other people.
That's true.
So how do you handle that?
I mean,
Because now we invested. So that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you deal with that?
I mean, look, I'm going to tell you this. If you're not able to decipher, make these tough decisions, you'll never be a Fortune 500 CEO. You'll never be a leader of men.
Okay.
And you'll never be able to do what needs to be done.
Which is to make the hard
And I know that's a very cold-blooded way to say this, but until you can remove emotions and look at things objectively, because everything that you're saying, when you talk about history or friendship, guess what? All of those things are code word for emotions.
It is.
Feelings. And you know what? And
enabling.
We have to sift enabling. Through those things. And you know what it really comes down to?
You're right.
It's not wanting to hurt these people's feelings.
Yeah.
So now you holding on to an unhealthy relationship for you, something that you've outgrown because you worried about how they feel,
right.
And they probably don't even have your best interest at heart. So you continue to hurt yourself.
Which takes us back to that, and we have this conversation a lot, just in casual conversation. It's difficult when it's time to have the hard conversation.
It is.
And it comes a point in time to where we're going to have the hard conversation with any and everybody, with any your children, your family, your parents. It's going something is going to be a difficult conversation at some time or another. With friends, love you to death, been with you, you know, like I said, it could be 5 years, 10 years, 20, whatever your time frame is your time frame. But there will come a point in time where you will go, it seems like every time I come out with something positive, you come back with something negative. It seems like every time I'm growing, you're looking at that as a negative and not a positive. You're seeing, okay, well, I see you got that new role, but you're not going to go nowhere because you don't have this and you don't have that. Like, people are always going to look for a reason to bring you down. And you said it best earlier when you said, if you're not supporting me and pushing me to go forward, then you may not be necessarily needed in my circumference. You know, and that's just the nature of it. Maybe it's time for me to remove you from my, you know, and I use the word circumference simply meaning my circle. It's time for you to, and my circle doesn't mean it's some cliquish or, you know, that type of nonsense. It's not based on that. It's, I need people around me to help me grow. I need people to tell me when I'm right and tell me, because we all want reward, but I also need people, more importantly, to tell me when I'm wrong. And then when you tell me I'm wrong, justify it. Tell me why. And I'm the kind of person where I'm not asking you to justify to argue with you. I'm asking you to justify because maybe I just didn't see that. That's why I said you have to, it's a tough call when you say I'm cutting you off, because I have to know where you were at that time.
Well, I'm going to tell you, you're not going to even see these things or feel these things unless right. your life pattern is in the pattern of growth and maturity.
Right.
You know, the reason that those relationships facilitated for so long is because you remain in that same space with that person.
Right.
You know, so these things only happen when you grow and when you elevate and when you move forward.
Right.
That's the only way that you outgrow a relationship, is that you have to be growing and that other person isn't growing.
It's stuck somewhere you don't want to be. And
So the thing is, you got to be honest with yourself.
Stuck somewhere
and say
you don't want to be.
You were in a place that allowed yourself to facilitate this relationship with that person because y'all was there together.
Yeah.
Y'all just not there together anymore.
Whenever you decide to make that decision, it is always difficult to cut somebody off that you care about, or somebody you've gone through something with, or you've experienced things with. But it's gonna happen. It is what it is. And you know, it's funny to me, my grandfather always told me, bro, and that was the male figure in my life when I was growing up. And he always said to me, you know, it's you're gonna have a lot of people that know you, that you know, that you're associated with. But at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you will only have a handful of friends. It's only a certain number of people that you want to read your eulogy. Everybody else is just there to see who else shows up. That's it. Your partners know what you wanted, what you would have dealt with. My friends know I don't ever want to go underground. I don't ever want to deal with certain things. Why? Because, in all honesty, I just don't see the purpose of having like a big funeral. Not to be on no Tupac and, you know, I'm talking death. I'm saying in terms of my real partners know that ain't something he wants. You know what I mean? Give that money to my grandbabies and stuff. That's what he would have wanted. Turn the music up, do whatever. That's what my partners know that. So I know a billion people, but they don't know, you know, the way I live my life and the way I want to do certain things. So my real partners, that 5 or 10 or whatever it may be in that group, you know, that I consider to be real friends, that if my kids need something, they can call you. If my mom is somewhere and she's stranded and I'm out of town, out of the country, because I travel like that, can she call you and say, hey, I'm in the city, hate to bother you, but I had a flat tire. Can my 66-year-old mama call you and you pick up the phone? Or if you, you know, don't pick it up, call back and go, hey, you know, do you need anything? Are you okay? And you go and make sure she's straight. I look at things like that. I'm not concerned what you got, who you know. I don't care about none of that. But in terms of some friendships, I know that some people won't pick up the phone. They'll give you every reason under the sun, but they'll never pick up the phone. So maybe that means that we're just not meant to be what we were.
They're not going to make the cut.
They're not going to make the cut. That's it. It was a good run. We had a good time. You're just not going to make the cut. So it brings us back to the topic of letting go of friends.
Or
people who just are not beneficial to you as a person. As difficult as it is, sometimes that's the decision you have to make. In 12's, you know, point of view, I tend to look at things from a more fluffy, you know, point of view. I try to look for all the good, you know, make sure everything is solid. But at the same time, I understand where he's coming from. It's at the end of the day, you're going to have to make that decision. You're going to have to do it.
And that's why everything.
I see where you're coming from.
That's why everything that I personally do, you know, is. Yeah. I don't cast this on everything, but what I personally do is try to base things off principles.
Yeah.
And remember, principles are the rules of life that govern, just like how natural laws rule in nature.
Absolutely.
There's certain things that are fixed regardless of interpersonal relationships or specific situations or specific people. Certain things that have to be present.
Right.
You know, for things that I discussed it on there, just to recap, things like loyalty. Are people celebrating your wins?
Right. I love that phrase right there. That's a big phrase.
Are you giving your friends the authority to correct you and vice versa? Can you have tough conversations with people?
Mm-hmm.
Can you agree to disagree? And
big topics and reference to friendship.
And do people have your best intentions at heart? And then at the end, it's like I said, the ultimate relationship evaluation, regardless of any relationship. Put it on the scale. Say, what was this relationship founded on? What is it rooted in? And what is it based on? And if it's based on any type of give to get or any type of activity or anything specific in nature, if you were to remove that one thing from that relationship, would it still be the same? It don't matter who's who.
True.
You can use this across the board with every relationship. And it's fair that you take yourself through this process.
True. Love it. Well, we have come to the end. This has been the Real People Podcast, where we use our mind to analyze matters through conversations.
From the positive male perspective. I'm
Big Doug. Thank y'all for listening. We appreciate y'all.
We'll be back for episode 3.
And don't forget to hit the like button and the subscribe button on the bottom of the page. We out.
What he said.